DeepEnglish.com.
Daniel Tammet was born in London. His mother spoke English, and he grew up in an English-speaking environment. Yet to his ears, the English language was an alien language. Words and sentences were a puzzle the young boy could not figure out. Daniel was an autistic savant. He was a self-confessed misfit in a world of words. He was also a mathematical genius. Daniel felt, thought, and dreamed in a private language of numbers. Daniel remembers receiving a book on counting when he was 4. Where others saw numbers, he saw images. To Daniel's mind, each number had a shape, a color, and a texture of its own. Neurologists call this condition synesthesia. For example, 89 meant snow to Daniel, and the number 6 meant sadness. Daniel explained, "When I multiply numbers together, I see 2 shapes. The image starts to change and evolve, and a 3rd shape emerges." Daniel's language was unique, but he had no way of sharing it. The young boy felt isolated from the other children at school. He felt intimidated by their strange language. Daniel didn't know how to connect with other children. He said, "We spoke differently, thought differently. The other children hadn't the faintest idea. How could they? I didn't dare approach them and attempt to strike up a conversation. Besides, I did not know what a conversation sounded like." While the other children played football, Daniel would stand and count the leaves on trees. Friendless and frustrated, Daniel hatched a plan. He would master the English language through his talent for numbers. He began reading nonstop. Daniel made lists of words according to their shape, texture, and number. Some words, such as gobble, cupboard, and cabbage, were round like the number 3. Other words, such as jacket, wife, and quick, were pointy like the number 4. And words such as kingdom, shoemaker, and surrounded were shimmering to Daniel. Daniel eventually mastered the English language. By the time he left school, he was fluent in French and German as well. He has since written a best-selling book about his trials and tribulations. Daniel is now creating his own language. It's called Manti. Its influences are the vowel and image-rich languages of Northern Europe. From struggling to learn languages, Daniel can now learn new languages in record time. He used his mastery of numbers to master languages. He is now fluent in over 10 different languages. Yet he still loves numbers. "It sounds silly, but numbers are my friends," he said. Numbers helped Daniel make sense of the world, but it was language which gave him the tools to share those beautiful insights.